Today, the Episcopal Diocese of Vermont will unveil vows and liturgy to bless same-sex unions. Vermont is the only state to legalize civil unions, and now the church believes it is time to give its blessing. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, the move is drawing criticism from conservatives.
Vermont's Episcopal priests have blessed more than 50 gay couples in recent years, but those couples would have had the kind of ceremony that Anne Clark Brown and her partner had, a seat of the pants, stitch it together, and, as she puts it, wonderful ceremony commemorating their partnership. After today, she says, a homosexual couple is likely to hear this vow.
In the name of God, I, George, take you, Peter, to be my partner in life, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish until we are parted by death. This is my solemn vow. That is pretty darn close to the prayer book vow.
Brown, who is on the task force that studied the issue of same-sex liturgy, says many on the committee thought those traditional words suited this new institution, which they're calling a holy union.
I suspect that some of the people that wanted that might not use that particular vow, but they wanted it available to them so that they would feel that they were on equal footing.
Bishop Thomas Ely says Vermont is a friendly state for gays in the Episcopal Church, and so he says it's not surprising that this diocese is one of the first to offer an official liturgy for gay couples.
It's a big deal in the sense that it continues to affirm and send a signal, certainly, to gay and lesbian persons that the most significant intimate relationship that they might choose to have with another person can be celebrated within the life of the faith community that they're part of.
Ely says over the next 2 days, people can attend workshops explaining the new liturgy and other services the diocese is offering gay couples, including premarital counseling. He says about a dozen Episcopal bishops have asked to see the liturgies, and several dioceses, including those in Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, Delaware, Utah, and Massachusetts, are reported to have their own liturgy or are looking to develop one. For some, however, the term holy union is an oxymoron in the Episcopal Church.
A holy union is a union of body, mind, and spirit between a man and a woman.
Paul Zoll is the incoming president of Trinity Episcopal School for Ministry. He says that the Bible is clear that homosexual practice is a sin, even though parts of American culture have embraced gay unions.
People who are on the sort of Bible or evangelical side of Christianity will find this a far too easy, genial God who kind of just toddles up alongside us and says, they're there. And I find it a sort of form of Christianity light.
And, he says, the seemingly unstoppable momentum to accept gay unions is hurtling the church towards schism. Andrew Osman, the Orthodox rector of an Episcopal church in Milford, Connecticut, fled the Vermont diocese when it became too liberal for him. He says the new liturgy will further fragment the church, which is already in a bitter fight over homosexual clergy and unions.
Doesn't look good to me. It looks like it's going to be a radical rending of the fabric of the church, but I pray otherwise.
So far, 9 conservative dioceses have joined an alternative conservative Anglican network. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.